It was the fiercest storm we've ever experienced, certainly in our part of the country. And 30 years on, people are still talking about it. I live at a place that was particularly devastated. I remember being in this cottage where we are now with my wife, listening to the wind attacking the house and fading, looking out of the window and seeing giant flashes, and that was trees falling on to power cables. I didn't know that at the time. I had to get to the office to get my reporters into action, and it meant crawling and climbing for mile after mile with no communications whatsoever, no electricity, no telephones, no water. We were absolutely cut off right here on top of the hill at near Toys Hill. And when I eventually arrived at the office, my reporters were very quick to tell me I was actually in a place called One Oak, because we'd lost six of our seven precious oak trees, after which the town got its name.
And obviously that's just seven oaks, and obviously it had massive devastation in the town itself. But what about the rest of Kent?
Yes, it was pretty bad. I mean, I was told very quickly when I arrived that every single road in the town had been cut off by fallen trees. Not just a few, but mile stretches. And that applied to most of Kent. We had no communications whatsoever for a long time. The most remarkable thing to me was that I decided to go to the pub that night. The whole of the community were there. They'd all climbed there. And suddenly there was a jollity. There was a camaraderie. There was a fellowship that hadn't... It was like the war. You know, it was like the Blitz. People talking, you know, here we are, cut off, let's get on with it. So they organised chainsaw gangs, and the spirit was remarkable. You make a lot of friends when things go badly. When I got to the pub that night and saw all those people, neighbours who'd never actually spoken to each other before, you know, all suddenly great friends. It would happen again today.
It was the Great Storm. What do you think gives it that name?
We had not experienced winds of that ferocity for 250 years. The last time we had a storm of that nature was in 1703. We've learned a lot about meteorology. The equipment they use is far more advanced today. We know within a few hours what sort of weather is coming our way. We really didn't know then. And I think we've learned a lot about how to manage our woodlands as well.